Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're hanging out with us. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editor. She's right here. Joan, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great.
Joan, there was an earthquake last week in Haiti. And then there was another one this week in Massachusetts.
Oh, boy, was there ever.
Tell us about the one in Massachusetts.
Republican Scott, there was no incumbent, of course, because Senator Kennedy had died.
Right, after holding that seat for, 40 years or something like that.
Right, so the Attorney General, Martha Coakley, who was a Democrat, was going against State Senator Scott Brown. And I think she had a seemingly insurmountable lead against
30 points 30 days ago.
Right. And then it all crumbled and fell apart, and he won.
He did. He won by...
And he didn't just win by one percentage point. He won, I think, by about 6%.
Yeah, like 120,000 votes or something like that.
57-40-something.
But here's the other thing, Joan. This continues to be good news, in my opinion, for the Republic. The turnout was incredible. A huge turnout.
Yes.
Which typically wouldn't be for a special election. And, I mean, historically, those kinds of elections don't bring out that many people. I mean, getting that many people energized, regardless of how they voted, Joan, is good for the Republic, in my opinion.
Right, right.
But anyway, so Scott Brown won. He's the Republican. Joan, how big of an earthquake is it for a Republican to win a Senate seat in Massachusetts?
Well, I honestly don't know, because they keep talking about how the number of Democrats to Republicans is such a big divide, but there's a lot of independents in...
They're the majority, aren't they?
Oh, a vast majority. But, well, yeah, the independents are a majority. And remember, it wasn't so long ago that Massachusetts had a Republican governor.
Right. Well, no. I didn't say... They've had several Republican governors.
Yeah.
William Weld, what's his name? The one the last one they had,
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. I couldn't get his name out. they've had several. I mean, they've had in the last 20 years. They probably had 4 or 5. So that's not that uncommon.
Yeah.
But currently, there was no Republican in the congressional delegation from Massachusetts.
Right.
Until now.
Right.
No representative, no senator, and so it's a big deal. Joan, why do you think he won? And I mean, just in your opinion, what do you think with the reasons why he beat Coakley?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I know that there's a lot of talk that this was a backlash against health care reform and others that are concerned about the economy. I tend to be interested in the idea that people are talking about that. In Massachusetts, they've already had health care reform and a lot of it.
Yeah.
And they weren't sure that they really wanted the federal government messing around with what they've already done.
Right.
But I really don't know.
Either that or some people didn't like what they'd done and they didn't want more of that from the federal government.
Well, I can tell you, if it's anything like what went on in Virginia, it really was a Democratic-Republican thing. It was more that the Republican was a much better candidate than the Democrat.
Yeah,
in Virginia,
yeah.
We had a gubernatorial election where, in my opinion, the Democratic candidate was not a good candidate at all. So then you have to ask yourself, how is it that the Democrats are coming up with these candidates that
I don't
think
Martha Coakley is a good candidate. I mean, she look at what she's overcome. Look at the races, the primary she's won against a pretty darn strong candidate. I don't think there was anything that wrong with the candidate.
I think there were things wrong.
Well, I'm not saying that she didn't do. She didn't make some missteps, because I think she may have. But you know, Joan, I think what we're seeing here, and I want to make sure that I make this clear. I don't think the people in Massachusetts or the people in New Jersey or the people in Virginia, but especially Massachusetts now, I don't think that they're mad at Obama. I don't think they're mad at Martha. I think they're disgusted with politicians.
Well,
with the political class.
And that's the sad thing. The ironic and sad thing about this is that Senator Kennedy, whether you liked or disliked him, was one of those politicians that had the ability to reach across the aisle.
Yes.
And when I've been talking to people about the situation in Washington, I say, what's different now? What's worse? What's the problem? They say, you don't have the politicians, you know, the Bob Doles,
right.
Trent Lotz, Ted Kennedys, who can reach across the aisle and have the ability to get something done with the other
yep.
party.
Yep. The people in the leadership seem to be more ideological. And I'll tell you, that's what I'm saying. I think Barack Obama thought that, and some of his leaders thought that he was elected because they loved him, and because they hated George Bush. That's not what the deal is. He promised something new. They didn't like the old stuff, and what they didn't like was not so much George Bush. I think they didn't like the spending. Because George Bush didn't veto a bill till he was like in his last year in office. That's ridiculous. Joan,
that's
you and I
true.
Have talked. We've talked about this before.
Right.
The big spending party is not Republican or Democrat. It's the one in power.
Yeah.
That's what I think people are reacting to, and that's a cautionary tale for both parties, Joan, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, that's right.
What do you think?
I think both parties need to look at that and. Go forward, but I don't know. I still think it's going to stay pretty polarized. That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, no, I think you're right. But somebody brought up this point the other day that I thought was really good, why we're so polarized as a nation and as parties. This person said, I think it was a guy, I've forgotten who it was, said that in the old days, meaning like 20 years ago, you had people in both parties, you had liberals, moderates, and left and conservatives. You had conservative Republicans, Democrats. You know, you had all three variations in both parties.
Well, look at the Republican Party. You had so-called Rockefeller Republicans.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The
liberal
Democratic
Republicans.
Party, you had plenty of what they called Southern Democrats.
Exactly.
Who were much more conservative than the Northerners.
And so, in those two coalitions, you found enough common ground to make things happen. Now. You don't have that. The Democrats are more left. The Republicans are more right.
Right, and moderates are getting squeezed out.
And so, Joan, that's why I think there's going to be a movement. I'm predicting there's going to be a movement for, and people are going to start. They're not going to say, I'm an independent. I think people are going to start saying, I'm a registered independent.
Ah.
See, you can say you're an independent, but you've never heard anybody say, I'm a registered independent.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to start happening.
Yeah.
Because I think with both parties becoming polarized, that's going to open up room for a viable third party. What do you think?
Interesting.
And I'm telling you, what you and I saw in Massachusetts with the independents basically electing Scott Brown.
Yeah.
I think that's something to think about. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with more to come after these messages with our good friend, Joan Pride. Stay with us.
You have to go on and do it all day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.